There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. We begin with news on an historic legal landmark, and a lawsuit has been filed in Israel against Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, accusing the platforms of enabling the spread of graphic footage from the October 7th Hamas attack. The class action, seeking over $1 billion, is the first of its kind in Israel, representing victims, their families, and those exposed to disturbing content. This case highlights growing concerns over social media's role in amplifying violence and an urgent need for stricter content moderation. Meanwhile, Athens Mayor Haris Doukas has responded to Israeli diplomat Noam Katz's criticism of anti-Semitic graffiti in Athens. Katz accused the city of failing to combat organized hate crimes targeting Jews. Doukas, however, defended Greece's democracy, highlighting the rise in Israeli visas, and condemned anti-Semitism. Despite Athens's small Jewish community, anti-Semitism remains a concerning issue, with Greece ranking high in European anti-Semitic attitudes. The National Museum of Bosnia and Herzegovina has sparked controversy by accusing Israel of genocide and has pledged to donate proceeds from selling a publication about the 14th century Sarajevo Haggadah, one of the oldest Jewish texts. Jewish groups have criticized the move and condemned the museum for politicizing a revered religious object. The Anti-Defamation League described the decision as offensive, highlighting rising tensions around anti-Semitism and anti-Israel sentiment in Bosnia, home to a small Jewish community. During her visit to Israel, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders paid her respects at the Western Wall to observe Tisha B'Av. She personally placed a heartfelt note between the stones, reflecting her deep connection to the sacred site. In her guestbook entry, Sanders expressed gratitude and solidarity, emphasizing her support for Israel and her pride in Arkansas's enduring alliance with the Jewish homeland, whilst underscoring the enduring significance of this historic landmark. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. British police are investigating hateful comments by Bob Villain at Glastonbury, with a senior detective leading the probe. In Ontario, Canada, Jewish leaders have cautiously welcomed government efforts to combat rising anti-Semitism. Foreign Minister Gideon Sahar intends to raise global attention to Gaza hostages at a forthcoming UN Security Council session, criticizing international indifference and urging stronger action. The Trump administration has announced that U.S. states boycotting Israeli firms will lose federal disaster aid, requiring states to certify they won't cut ties with Israeli companies. Ibrahim Azizi, Iran's parliamentary security chairman, has confirmed that the upcoming International Atomic Energy Agency visit will involve only technical talks and no access to nuclear sites. Israel's government has approved around 3.2 billion shekels to bolster Israel's south, rebuilding infrastructure and resilience in response to the devastating Hamas attack. Thousands gathered at Joseph's tomb in Shechem after Tisha B'Av, honoring loved ones with prayers and a family celebration. And finally, on a unique sporting note, with flag football set to debut at the 2028 Olympics, Israel's national teams are eager to compete on the global stage. Flag football, a fast-paced non-contact variation of American football, involves pulling opponents' flags instead of tackling. Steve Leibowitz, the president of American football in Israel, emphasizes the focus on qualifying for the Olympics by preparing for the upcoming Euro flag tournament in Paris. Achieving a top five finish could secure Israel's spot in the World Championships and, ultimately, Olympic participation, fueling national pride and sporting ambition. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.